Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, December the 7th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 34 degrees, cloudy skies in the Marion area. Again, don't forget Christmas in Caledonia this coming Saturday. 6:15 p.m., I'll be there lighting the Christmas tree, performing Twas the Night Before Christmas. Carrington and Matt will be there performing music. Fruitcake Toss a week from today, 7 p.m. here at the station. Don't miss that for love nor money. And if you'd like to send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, WGH Talk. Remember to put your return address with your card. We will read it on the air and hang it in the studio and send you a card back. And we got our first card yesterday, thanks to Trish for the card. Cute dog on the front of the card, and we appreciate that. And also thanks for the crocheted stocking in the card. So happy holidays to Trish. Now, a lot of interesting stuff going on in Ohio here. Marion as well. We were talking about it there in hour number one. Today, medical marijuana is not the only legal marijuana substance in Ohio at this point. Recreational marijuana now legal as well. Abortion legal as well as of today, 30 days after the election. And the pay raise vote, the big pay raise vote for the mayor, the auditor, and the law director will happen on Monday, December the 11th. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of these subjects? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The legalization of recreational marijuana, the legalization of abortion, both take place today, as well as the vote for mayor, which would raise the pay from $69,000 to about $110,000, takes place on Monday. You know, I don't know how people feel in general about this issue. City Council is going to vote on Monday, and then we're going to find out how the mayor takes it. And will he just let it go through? Will he veto it? Will he veto it altogether? Will he veto some changes? I don't know. We'll all find out. And how is this recreational marijuana thing going to go? I mean, the legalization of abortion, we've had that before, so it's not like that hasn't happened. But the legalization of recreational marijuana, I don't think that's ever happened in Ohio before. And apparently the Ohio Senate last night got in there and tried to work up some changes in that bill. I don't know. Apparently the only legal way right now that you can have recreational marijuana is to grow it in your own house. And you can only have 21 plants per person. And by the way, you better check with your local law enforcement on all of this, because the rules are changing when it comes to this stuff, I think momentarily. And I don't know how long this is going to stay the way it is. I know they want the medical marijuana dispensaries to sell recreational marijuana. How will that go? I don't know. Any thoughts on it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The times, they are certainly changing, as they say. Okay, was there anything else on my little agenda here this morning that I wanted to talk about? Oh, you know, there was something. Last night, the reason I was not around to read these bills on recreational marijuana, so on and so forth, Had a get-together last night. Well, it was one of the TV tapings we did over at the studio with Carrington and Matt, and Sean was there. And Big Nut, the OSU superfan. Now we normally have had Buckeye Guy on, but this is Big Nut. You know, Big Nut's the one who has the metal hat on and paints half his face red and half his face gray. What a nice man. Was with us for 3 hours last night. We did three different shows. Those will be available hopefully this weekend on YouTube by searching Big Nut, Scott Spears Now, Marion, Ohio. But what fun we had with him. Now, the reason I tell this story is he ended up last night doing a show with Carrington and Matt. Now, as I have said, I think they're great. I have a lot of fun with them. You know, it's fun. It's just a good time, good show, and we all have a great time. But as we were doing this taping last night, Big Nut himself, during the taping, said, you know, you guys are very good. So it's one thing for me to say it, that they're good. Big Nut said it. And I think people do realize how good they are. And I don't know if we've ever had that before. You know, we've had a lot of people around the station who did things, but I don't know if they realized it to that degree where a guest would come in and it would be realized. Go ahead, caller.
They're not really changing that much because people's always did whatever they wanted to. They just didn't try to get caught.
Well, right, but I think the big change is now there's no reason to be caught. So how out?
I had to laugh when I was sitting here listening to you guys talk about growing it and smelling it and is it ready and this. I know this one broad who she said it looks like tomatoes when it's grown. So she would always mix it in with her tomatoes whenever she would grow tomatoes every year.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you go to the store or anywhere, you can smell this on a lot of people. So you know people have been doing it.
Yeah, we haul them out to the dispensary, and it's like, man, am I going to get a contact buzz from this?
Yeah, but it's interesting now that it's legal. And I don't know, I just don't know how this is going to go. I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, I know that when Michigan, you can go in their dispensaries, I think any Tom, Dick, or Harry can get as much as they want. So I know a lot of people goes over there and loads up, comes back over here and sells it.
You know, what is the appeal? I mean, honestly, what?
The marijuana?
Yeah.
Well, I don't smoke.
Now
more than ever, I would like to go on record as stating I value my employment with the city of
Michigan. Well, no. I do not now,
nor have I ever. Smoke.
No, I'm saying from an outsider's point of view, because, you know, we all pass judgment on people who smoke nicotine. And it was just in that study yesterday about Ohioans not living very long that 20% of Ohioans apparently still smoke nicotine. And people, I can smell it on people. It makes your breath bad, so on and so forth. Now, non-smokers pass judgment on that, but apparently there's some kind of a... I guess it's down to addiction at this point. A lot of people say it helps you lose weight. A lot of people say
smoking helps you lose weight.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Oh, now that I smoked for about 20 cigarettes. You hear that, Adam? You hear that, Lee? Cigarettes. I smoked for about 20 years, and I can personally speak on that. There's been times like I have not smoked for about 10 years now. And it's pretty funny. I was working at Whirlpool, and there was like a trifecta of best friendship, me and two other girls, and we all smoked. And as a New Year's resolution, we was all going to quit. And some little wiseacre made the comment, Sarah, quit, that'll be the day. And I thought, I'll quit just to spite you, you little smart aleck. And I did. And the other two have long since quit, I do believe, but it wasn't right away. But I did. I stayed quit. But there was times when I thought about going back to it because you could almost skip a meal as long as you had a soda pop and a cigarette on your break, and it was all right. Whereas, like, you do, I can't speak for everybody, but for myself, you definitely do replace that hand-to-mouth association.
Right. So I think even people who are non-smokers have understood and criticized, in a lot of cases, people who smoke nicotine products.
And vaping, heaven bid, we all criticize that now, popcorn lung and all this. So I'm just confused. What is the great appeal behind marijuana to where it had to be on the ballot, passed with 57%? I mean, what is it people are getting out of this?
I don't know. It is perplexing. I think back to, like, why did I ever start smoking cigarettes in the first place? I think I did it because I wanted to look cool, because your body rejects it. I mean, the first couple of hits you take, you cough and spit and sputter and feel like you're going to barf. You have to get yourself used to it. It's like, why in the world did I ever do that? And I think I just wanted to look cool.
Well, you know, it all comes back to me to that, chewing tobacco. And I know a lot of people do that. But I don't know how in the world spitting in a cup and having that stuff jammed in your jaw, how that could ever be of any kind of attraction to anybody.
Well, I think a lot of it's cultural, too. If you grew up seeing people do that, then that's just like a rite of passage. And I watched, you know, my mom, single parent, she raised me and she smoked. You know, it still does, and you just, not to look for an excuse, but I mean, if that's what you grew up hearing or seeing or what, I mean, it just, you think, it's kind of like with cursing. I mean, as a child, you know, it's wrong, you're told not to do it, whatever, but I still remember, you know, when I got to be 18, 19, 20, and I cursed in front of my mom, and I thought, this is it, now I'm an adult.
You know? I think the big question here is, because it's legal now, do you think a lot of people who weren't doing it just because it was illegal will start now? Do you think we're going to have a big kick in here with this medical or recreational marijuana?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. See, I don't know if it impairs you. There's a whole lot going on here and a whole lot of discussion about that as well. Does it impair you while you're driving? I think the governor said it did.
Well, how can it not? I mean, when you're high, you're high.
Right, so what's that going to do to people? I think this will be a younger person's thing, but it's...
I never heard that terminology you just spoke of, popcorn lung. What's that?
Well, I don't do any vaping, but it's my understanding that people who are vaping get something called popcorn lung that's very painful and affects your lungs. Some kind of pain and causes trouble breathing is my understanding.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Miss me with that.
I know. All kinds of fun stuff you get when you do this stuff.
If you say so. I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad I quit smoking cigarettes with the way the prices are. They're going up, up, and away. And plus, I never realized how much it stunk, like your hair and your clothes and everything, until after I quit.
Well, and now people, I guess, when it comes to marijuana, will be able to grow it in their own home. So that's kind of an interesting thing.
Well, already took and told you, some folks is growing it with their tomatoes right now.
But they're legal now. They're completely legal.
They're legal eagles.
They're legal as of today.
Well, have a good show.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on this recreational marijuana legalized today, what is the great appeal? It's an interesting thing. You know, marijuana has been viewed very differently over the years. For a long time, it was thought of as a very evil thing. And then people referred to it as a gateway drug. And then people started to come around when it was helping people who were ill. And they were okay with the medical usage of it. And now, we've even lapsed over to the recreational use of marijuana. So I don't know. I don't know on the whole how that's all going to shake out. But I guess it's going to shake out now because it's legal as of today recreationally. Do you have anything to say about recreational marijuana or the legalization of abortion as of today in Ohio? Or the pay raise going on Monday with City Council in regard to the mayor, the auditor, and the law director. Any comments? We're glad to field them. 740-751-4038. But as I said, being with Big Nut last night, the OSU superfan, had a tremendous time with him, taped some episodes that will be up on YouTube, and to have him recognize how good Matt and Carrington were. Because I think a lot of people think that I'm saying it because I brought them in and, you know, I'm having a good time with them. But to have somebody else say it who has not met them, who, you know, has no reason to make a comment like that, that he felt they were very good, I thought, wow, you know, it's not just me. It's not just me. So that's great. And, you know, other people have said that too. Mary Ellen has said that. They are good. They are good and they are fun, and it's a whole different thing. Like I say, I have no desire or interest to speak bad about people in the past who I've done shows with, but those two really are just a lot of fun, and you can't go wrong there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had a question about the pay raise and that thing.
Right.
I thought that way back, or this past year anyway, that the council had already approved a pay raise that was supposed to go into effect for $75,000. So whatever happened to that resolution? Why can't they just keep that?
Well, that's already been passed. That's going to happen regardless of what happens Monday night.
Okay, so then they don't. Well, then they don't need another pay raise. Then they need to let that one go into effect in January and forget any other one. Don't you think?
Well, that'll be dependent.
If I were Mayor Schertzer, I would veto it. I mean, he's been there 16 years without a pay raise. The fair thing would be to make this $75,000 retroactive to last year and let him get a bonus here when he leaves office.
Well, the interesting...
Instead of letting the new one coming in get a big, big pay raise.
Well, the interesting thing is that both times I've asked Bill about this, he has said that basically his answer has been, look at the counties around us and what those mayors are making. So that's his feeling on it. And I don't know if it'll be a party line vote Monday. If it's a party line vote Monday, the Republicans will win. Now, it's interesting because you have three Democrats left on council, and you also have Jason Schaber, who I don't think is for it. I don't know if he's made up his mind fully yet, but he didn't seem to be for it last time we talked. But still, that's only four votes, and that's not going to be enough.
Well, it looks like us citizens are going to be stuck footing the bill and all the other bills that are keep coming up, the tax penalties and so forth. I don't know what's going to happen to Marion.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they're, as Mayor Schertzer said last time he was on, I don't know how they're going to put together a budget when the treasurer and the auditor's books don't match, when you might have some pay raises coming down the pike, when you have these fines and you don't know what's coming down the pike. I don't know how you put together a budget, and this will be this mayor's first time doing that.
Right. Well, we can just hope and pray that they don't pass that. Just keep the one that's already approved to go into effect.
Well, and Mayor Schertzer ultimately will have a chance to veto it. Now, they could overturn his veto. Now, I don't know if they would have enough votes to do that, but he could veto it.
I hope he vetoes it and they don't overturn his veto. And another question. They're all up in arms about Miranda, which I can see why, and they're, you know, saying that they can get rid of her by filing something or other. Why in heaven's name didn't they do this when Landon was in there? Why didn't they file whatever they have to do and got rid of him instead of letting him stay? Why they acted like there was no way that they could get rid of him, and now they're coming up with a way.
Well, I think at that time it was a different council. I think that now Ayers Ratliff was still there. But Aaron Rollins, who is a Republican who has jumped against Miranda, now he was not there at the time. And maybe that factors into it in some way.
Well, it's just a mess.
It's interesting. It's and I say Monday's going to be a big night in Marion because there's going to be two big questions. Number one, are they going to vote those pay raises in, which one of the pay raises is for the auditor? And number two is Mayor Schertzer going to veto it because Monday he's only going to have 20 days left in office.
Now, is it all a package deal, or can they vote one pay raise in and not another,
well,
or is it all together?
It's my understanding that things like this have to have at least three readings, and I think they've read them all together. So I think that I don't think they can adjust it without having more readings. Now, I could be wrong on that, but that's how I understand it.
Okay, well, I sure hope that they can get it worked out so that we don't have hardships down the road here next year.
We'll see. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open. It's an interesting discussion, to be sure. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A lot of questions when it comes to the pay raise for the mayor, the auditor, the law director that will be voted on Monday. I don't know. I really don't know at this point how it will turn out. Because when you think about it, there are three Democrats left there. I wouldn't imagine they would vote for it. Maybe they will. You never know. Jason Schauber seems like he's on the fence. But I think you would still have to get somebody else involved in that. And then, again, you've got the mayor. Is he going to veto it or not? And we don't know. That would be one of the last things he would do in office with 20 days left to go as of Monday. But it all happens Monday night, City Council, 6:30 p.m. I don't know. I don't know anymore. 740-751-4038 is the phone number if you have anything to say. And again, the other big topics this morning have been the legalization of recreational marijuana, which went into effect today, 30 days after the election, as well as the legalization of abortion. So there you go. That is showbiz.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Yes.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You were cutting in and out on me a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're here.
It's probably my phone.
It could be.
So you're not going to try marijuana now it's legal?
No, I don't think so. It never had any appeal to me, to be honest.
Weren't you curious about it or something?
You know,
it's not going to kill you.
No, I don't think it'll kill me, but I don't. I guess what I said to Sarah earlier, I don't know the appeal. What is the appeal?
You get an extremely nice feeling, especially in your head. You get just a beautiful euphoric feeling in your head.
Now,
and it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Now, you could not drive like this, could you?
I used to do it all the time.
So really, it is not an impairment? Because I know Governor DeWine has talked about that.
Well, I tell you what, you shouldn't drive, you know, when you're high, you know, I guess. But you do have more control over your senses. There's people that drive when they got a stomach ache or, you know, they got, you know, there's all kinds of things that could impair your driving worse than marijuana. But I do say, you know, the reason why I quit driving, smoking it while I was driving especially, was if you get pulled over, you don't want to smell it.
Well, but is there an addiction factor here? If it's such a euphoric...
No.
No, really?
Oh, you miss it, but there's no addiction factor. I mean, you know, I can't really afford much of it, so I can't really smoke every day, but I, you know, most every day.
Now, do you smoke it for medical reasons?
No.
It's just recreational?
Oh, I could probably get a medical thing to, to smoke marijuana, but I haven't done it.
Now, see,
I smoked. I've smoked it for years, Scott.
Now, see, I don't think that I would ever be into smoking anything. If I was ever going to try it, I probably would go the edible route. Now, what's the difference between the
You don't want to go the edible route. I've done that, and...
Now, what's wrong with the edibles? Because I, you know, this morning when I was looking at some of these stories online, they're picturing, the brownie. And why is that? You know, I have an interesting question here, I think. Why was it brownies? Why not cookies? Why not cakes? Why was it always put in brownies?
I don't know, but they make them in gummies and everything, too. But some of those edibles have the equivalent of one marijuana cigarette. So you get those gummies and you open it up and you think of like, M&M's, you pour them in your hand and pop them. Well, when it comes on you, it's more than just one regular cigarette you would smoke.
Right.
So, the gummies, the edibles, you got to be careful with. And I don't feel the same, same buzz.
Well, I don't know. I would, because it's legal now, I would probably try an edible because I don't. I have heard that there's really not an addiction factor there, and just to be of interest, I would probably do that. But I just smoking something to me is just not. I don't have any appeal. I never had any appeal with any nicotine products or all this vaping that goes on. I never had an appeal for that. I don't know why. But I might try an edible. Now, there's a good Christmas gift now in Ohio, edibles.
You'll feel it faster if you smoke it than what you would with an edible.
Now, if I eat a brownie or whatever they have, gummies, so on and so forth, now how am I going to feel? Because is it like drinking? Is it like, what is it?
No, you get a good feeling, in your body. Your body will just feel good, and your head especially feel good, but you get more of a head buzz when you smoke it rather than eat it, I think.
Now, for somebody who has done this for quite a while, as you say, recreationally, how do you feel? I mean, today's the day. It's legal.
I feel great. I mean, I never thought in my lifetime we was ever going to see this, because I always... got tired of having to feel like a criminal just because I like to smoke a little marijuana joint that's freaking a lot less harmful for you than, some beer. It was just ridiculous.
Well, what is the appeal, I guess the changing thought of marijuana? For a long time it was thought of as a very negative drug. Then it was thought of as... kind of a gateway drug to other things. And then we thought, okay, well, it's okay for medical reasons, but we don't want to go any further than that. Well, now we've went all in.
Well, it just took time for them to see that, marijuana is not as bad as what they presumed. When people are making that decision, that's never tried it. And back then, in the 60s when Nixon, made it illegal, it wasn't as widespread. Sort of then, a lot of times just bought a home, and that's how it kind of started in the 60s. But they're making decisions, and they know absolutely nothing about it. They don't have kids that went through it. Parents don't like to see their kids freaking get in trouble for freaking marijuana.
Yeah, but are we going
to
see
prison for marijuana?
Yeah, but are we going to see an uptick now because it is legal in people who were not doing it because it was illegal?
Oh, it's possible. I don't think you're going to see an extreme uplift. I mean, people that never tried it because of the fact that it was illegal and they wanted to stay goody two shoes. Well, they might try it now. They might enjoy it. They might not.
Well,
but you don't.
I'll tell you something interesting. I know that there are people who, if their parents knew that they were doing it, even if they were, how should I say? I'm trying to put this in a proper way. I know people who's because there are a lot of kids who do this. I think more kids than adults. And I think if their parents knew, I don't think because it's legal all of a sudden they're going to be all that more accepting of it. I think it's the marijuana itself. I don't think it was the fact that it was illegal.
Well, no, but they'll be happy that their kid won't get in trouble for it.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
You know, they might not be, oh, Brian, you know, go get some smoke. It's legal now. Let's do it. You know, but I think if they was doing, they wouldn't have, you know, the fear of them getting, you know, in the legal system.
Now, how much do these edibles cost? You know, I live pretty close to this medical dispensary.
I've never bought them.
Well, that's, you know, is it...
I've had people give them to me, you know, because they go there and say, hey, you know, you want to try this? I've even had it in a drink.
Oh, a drink?
But, yeah.
Now, where do, I mean, where do you get the stuff to grow these things? Because apparently that's the only way right now to do it legally in Ohio.
There's grow shops around.
Well, is that what these places are like down here on Mount Vernon Avenue, the smoke shops and all that?
Well, I'm not sure if it's called the smoke shop, but I know there's one out there on Lykins Road. I believe it's Lykins Road. They started out in town, then they went outside. And you can buy the lights, you can buy the fertilizer, you can buy everything you need, you know, to grow it.
Besides giving you a feeling in your head, I mean, what does it do medically? Because we always talk about the medical use here. I mean, what does it do?
Well, it helps you, you know, calm, you know, be calm if you're excited. It helps me deal with the pain, you know. It don't, you know, take your pain away, but you got a good feeling in the head, and your head can be feeling wonderful from that good feeling, and not so much from the pain. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I don't.
It just helps me deal with it.
Well, and I think very few people are against the medical use of it anymore, which is probably a good thing.
And how many people are going to smoke, you know, a couple of joints and go out there and get in a fight? Or go up to the bar and want to fight? You know, when a guy drinks alcohol, well, that's all he wants to do. He wants to fight.
Why are people so uptight, though? You know, that's an interesting, because I have heard that people use it to try to calm down. Why are people so strung out? Now, people won't take antidepressants, but they'll do marijuana.
Well, I don't know why. You know, I won't take antidepressants either.
Well, you guys, what I'm saying, what's the big difference?
Well, I haven't took a whole lot of antidepressants, but the ones, you know, I've taken, you know, never worked. And I've seen people taking them. I got a sister taking... That's probably taken every freaking drug like that's ever come out. And one of these days, she thinks she's going to be normal, but she's still crazy as a bat. And
well, but whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's legal now. But what do you make of the pay raise vote on Monday?
I think it'll pass.
Do you think
maybe? Here's a big thing I wonder. You know, is there going to be... Scott Spears and Abby sitting in the tree, KISSING.
No. I think
I called out when the kids about that.
No. God bless her. She's, you know, God no. Here's my question though. Who's gonna? Is it? How much is it gonna pass by?
What?
The pay raise.
Oh, raises.
Yeah.
I think it'll pass. You know, pretty much overwhelmingly. There's nothing wrong with the people in our city making as much as surrounding cities.
Oh, really?
And we definitely want qualified individuals. You know, as you can see there at the auditor's office. You know, it's hard to get a qualified individual sometimes, and they're calling for Miranda's resignation or something. you might put somebody in that's worse than her. You're going to have to figure this out with what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true.
If that means hiring somebody that helps her, that knows some as a private consultant, hire them. But let's get it figured out with what we got. We don't need to go through this again and give this new guy several months and then, oh, we got to fire him. You know?
Well, I don't know. Do you think the mayor's going to veto it?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
No.
Well, as far as I know, we're going to be covering it Monday, so we'll see how that all shakes out.
What time are you covering it Monday?
You know, I don't know if we're going to do it live yet because it's kind of hard to cover a city council live because I'm not sure if we're allowed to broadcast out of there live, and I'm not sure what else is on the agenda, so it could be a pretty boring meeting. It might be one of those things where right after we will broadcast. That would probably be the more sensible thing to do once we have the facts.
Well, we just have to keep listening all day for it.
Well, it's probably because you don't know how long the meeting will last. So if the
you might know more Monday when you come on the radio about it and what you do now.
Well, Tuesday, because the meeting's Monday night. The problem is, like if I said, well, I'll be on that night at 9 o'clock to talk about it. Well, if the meeting went long, I might not be on at 9 o'clock. So it's
right.
Hard to, I don't know if we'll do it live or not. It might be something, it being that late Monday, we might just air the stuff on Tuesday morning and kind of go from there.
But now it's legal, you might as well try it and give your opinion.
Are you trying to push this on me?
me and Adam, we can hook you up.
Well, I would probably try one of the edibles, but that would be about as far as it would go. But I don't know how to get them. I wouldn't know what to do. If one shows
don't go out driving the first time you try it.
Well, no.
The first time you try it, you're going to get a way better buzz than you're ever going to get later in life.
Well, I would try like a brownie. I'm not much into gummies. I'm not much into brownies, to be honest. But whatever. I would do that. I would not smoke anything.
But when you try it like that, you got the waiting game. Wait and see. You know, is it going? When am I going to feel it? Well, if you smoke it, you're going to feel it just seconds after that.
This is such an interesting thing because, to be honest with you, I would never try it just to. It would be a sociological experiment. I would not try it because it's something I want to do continuously. I would not try it for that reason. But
right, and you give your opinion.
That's it. Just to say, much like anything else, there are a lot of things I do that I would not necessarily, like dancing. I wouldn't do that. So it would be like that. So I could report back on it to say, okay, this is what it's like, and it's legal now, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, though. It would take me a lot to do it because, it's one of those things. I hate to say this like abortion because people don't want to be called out if they've had an abortion. And I'll tell you, if people knew that I had tried marijuana, even if it was just to come back and report on it, people would act like I had done the most horrible thing. So I don't know if I would do it or not. I just don't know.
Oh, people ain't going to act like that.
You think
it's
that,
so
but...
prevalent to you. It's so prevalent these days. You think everybody's going to quit listening to you?
No, I don't think that would happen. But I think that, I think it would be something people use who are very against it, who did not vote for it, which was 43% of the state and 50% of Marion County. And I think they would look at it, and I don't think they see me doing something like that. And for most cases, they're right. I wouldn't normally do something like that. Not that I'm saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it's not up my alley. So I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to talk to Pastor Craig and Matt about this tomorrow because you got two different generations, and I think you got
two. And see how they feel.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they think about it. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, well, hey, keep listening, and we'll keep going.
Okay.
All right.
All right, phone lines are open. About 6 minutes left here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I don't know. That's a tough... First of all, I don't know why... I mean, I don't have, thank goodness, any aches and pains or depression spells right now or anything like that, that I would have to do that. Certainly, if people want to, I don't criticize or judge anybody. But that's just not... I would be doing it just to try it. And I don't know if that's necessarily the best thing. I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, the things we talk about on this show. Now, but this is a great thing that we can talk about this on this show, because what other shows are having this conversation? I would say not very many. And that is why I think we have a good audience and we have good people here, and I think that's very important. All right. We're down to under 4 minutes. Do you have a thought on the pay raise, vote for mayor, auditor, law director coming up on Monday? Do you have a thought on the legalization of marijuana, which certainly has been a big topic today? Do you have a thought on... what else have we talked about? Legalization of abortion. Big Nut coming in last night and visiting with us, Carrington, Matt, and I. That was a lot of fun. Christmas in Caledonia coming up on Saturday, 6:50. I'll never be invited to do anything again, I'll tell you, if I do this. Fruitcake Toss a week from tonight, 7 p.m. A lot of people entered there. Do you want to enter anybody in the Fruitcake Toss? Any opinions on anything? We're down to 3 minutes here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 37 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims coming up after this from 10:15 to 12 noon. And then we've got Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m. today, here on WGH Talk, your favorite talk station in Marion. Any thoughts on any of this? 740-751-4038. What would a doctor say? What would a doctor say about this whole thing? Would a doctor say, go ahead and do it? Doctors are going to encourage people to do this now, in certain situations. I don't know. I think that's going to be something that will be hashed out over time. Now, we're under 2 minutes, so if you've been thinking about getting in on this conversation, now would be the time to do it. Under 2 minutes here. 2 minute warning. 740-751-4038. Now, remember, we've got a whole big programming tomorrow morning, big Friday programming. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Matt Morgan will be along with us. Pastor Craig will be along at 11 o'clock. And Pastor Craig will be with us, Matt and I, during the Exchange Club from 12 to 1. Then Study His Word with Pastor Craig will be on from 1 to 2. And then Carrington, Matt, and Sean and I will be on tomorrow night from 8:15 till 10 p.m. Friday night show, always a lot of fun. I don't know. I don't know where this whole legalization of marijuana comes down to today. I don't know the legalization of abortion, how people are going to feel about that on the long term. All I know is we have a fruitcake toss in a week, and we have Christmas in the Village on Saturday. And you can send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110, Marion, Ohio, 43302, and we want to see the return of Laddie Boy's dog collar. A $5,000 reward exists. What a show it's been today. My goodness gracious. I might have needed two diet sodas for this show today. What a day. Well, I hope you have a great day. Linda Sims next, Adam at 12, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, and it'll be the last day of the week. For this day, completely sober and not high, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for holiday fun. For the oldest working actor in Hollywood, 101-year-old Norman Lloyd performing "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care,